this is Weird Al Yankovic wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. And now, here's a cheery little number I wrote about death, destruction, and the end of the world called Christmas at Ground Zero.
Completed your Christmas shopping yet? Well, you'd better hurry. Why don't you buy her mink?
I think I'll get her either a vacuum cleaner. Yeah, because that broom sure stirs up a lot of dust. Either a vacuum cleaner or a little tabletop oven. I think that'd be a crowd pleaser.
Jingle bells, Christmas time again. Now's the time to shop and buy for the big, big day ahead. We've got gifts, loads of gifts. Tell us who they're for. We can save you shopping time at this nearby store.
It is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh. Wowee, Professor Tweety Fooper. I bet you never been on a big top sleigh ride before. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's for sure. This is fantabulous, Bozo. Especially with Butchie and all our buddies along. Isn't that right, Butchie?
Jiminy, I'm sure having a wonderful time. And I hope all our pals are, too.
However, all is not happy in Santaville.
The story of Little Blue Riding Hood is true. Only the color has been changed to prevent an investigation.
This is the woods. My name is Wednesday. I work out a homicide. Monday, February the 2nd, 10:22 a.m. Bumped into Chicken Lickin', told me the sky was falling. I booked her on a 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist. Then a call came in at a 503. When I was on my way to the 503, a 618 came in. I added up the 614, the 503, and the 618, got 1735. I handed in my paper to the chief. He corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head, told me I was a good cop. 11:45 a.m. it happened. I saw a little girl in a blue hood carrying a basket. I stopped to question her. Pardon me, ma'am. Could I talk to you for just a minute, ma'am?
What about?
Nothing much, ma'am. Just want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. What's your name?
Little Blue Riding Hood.
Where are you going, ma'am?
Grandma's house.
Yes, ma'am. What do you got in the basket?
What are you trying to say? I got something in the basket I shouldn't have?
No, ma'am. I didn't say that.
Then why are you asking me all these questions for?
Just routine, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. May I have a look in that basket, ma'am?
Be my guest.
Let's see. Sawed-off shotgun. Knife. Bludgeon. Box of dum-dum shells. Nothing suspicious here. All right, ma'am, we may want to talk to you later, so don't leave the woods. She skipped on down the path, but she didn't know I'd seen the concealed compartment in the basket. In it, what I'd suspected all along. Goodies. My job, get to Grandma's before she did. I took a shortcut through the strawberry patch. It was sort of a strawberry shortcut. I walked up to the cottage, rang the bell.
Come in, dear.
Okay, Grandma, it's a raid.
A raid? Why, I'm just a peace-loving old lady. You've got the wrong Grandma.
Yes, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. Where'd you get that bump on your head?
The sky fell on me this morning.
I made a note to book her on the 614 and turned her over to the psychiatrist. I tied her up, put her in the closet, then I put on the Grandma's suit and got into bed. Come in, ma'am.
Hello, Grandma. I got the loot. What are you doing in bed?
I'm feeling poorly.
But, Grandma, what big ears you have.
All the better to get the facts. I just want to get the facts, ma'am.
But, Grandma, what a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
All the better to serve you with.
But, Grandma, what a big 38 police special you have pointed at me.
All the better to take you in. You're under arrest. You and your grandma are operating a goodies ring.
A cop. I should have known.
Known what, ma'am?
You look nothing like my grandma. You forgot about the mustache.
But I don't have a mustache.
I know. But Grandma does.
Well, I see you broke the goodies ring. How'd you get a lead on her, Joe?
I just played a hunch, Frank. It was just a hunch. I played my luck. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. I was just lucky. I just played a hunch, Frank.
What you're trying to say, Joe, is you just played a hunch. A lucky guess. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. You just played a hunch. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Joe?
Yeah. I just played a hunch.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Yeah, but dabba-doo, it's Christmas time again. Bam-bam, okay. Oh, come on. Let me up. Wilma, Betty, Bonnie, everyone, gather around.
Oh, Fred, what now?
Hey, what's up, Fred?
It's Christmas. We're doing something special.
What's that?
Yeah, Fred, what gifts?
We're spending Christmas in New Rock City.
Oh, Fred, that's a wonderful idea. But New Rock City is a long way away.
Fred. You think we can make it in time for Christmas?
Never fear. I've got the trip all mapped out. We'll arrive on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Fred, how exciting. I've always wanted to go Christmas shopping at Neiman Rockus.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to spend Christmas in New Rock City, dressing up and dancing at the Rainbow Rock Room.
Hey, I'll take Bam Bam skating in Rockefeller Plaza.
All right, everybody, pack your bags and let's load up the car.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Billy Ward and the Dominoes on Old Gold, our Christmas special. Harry Belafonte, Mary's baby child. Actually, it's Mary's boy child.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say,
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, them see a bright new shining star. Them hear a choir sing, the music seem to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. Them find no place to born she child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by, them find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little boy was born. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
It's Christmas time, my baby. I have my Christmas tree. The greatest gift at Christmas, to know that you love me. So wrap yourself in a Christmas package and mail it home to me. Mark it special handling, please address it personally. Wrap yourself in a Christmas package and tie it carefully. You'll make me happy. Ooh, I'll dance with glee. Please be careful how you wrap it. You're so precious to me. Insure it for a million. Sign it personally. Get a label saying fragile. Mr. Postman, handle it with care. Put Christmas seals all around it. Plenty red ribbon to spare. Your letters are so wonderful. They'll never, never take your place. You don't know how glad I'll be to see your lovely face. I can hardly wait for Christmas to hold you in my arms, to kiss you with a loving care. Oh, I've missed your loving charms. So wrap yourself in a Christmas package, ooh, and tie it carefully. It'll make me happy. Ooh, I'll dance with glee.
Santa!
when you come this year. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, when you come this year. Forget that high dramatic kitty car, I just want my baby here. I want you to tell your reindeer when you're on your way, please, please be extra careful. Christmas Day. When you bring my baby, I bring her back to stay. A Santa Claus, a Santa Claus, a Santa Claus, if you hear my plea,
I bet he gets a lot of requests for that type of wish fulfillment this time of year. Louis Jordan, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. Champion Jack Dupree.
Well, it's Christmas time. I want to see Santa Claus. Well, it's Christmas time. Want to see Santa Claus. If you don't bring me nothing, bring my bear back to me. Well, it's Christmas Day. Here I am all alone. Well, it's Christmas Day. Here I am all alone. Well, my baby's lonely, and I'm left here all alone. I'll be better than I am. Well, I hope next Christmas I'll be better than I am. Well, I'm just like a rooster who well looking for a setting hen.
Old Gold comes your way from 88.7 and on the internet, on the web at krvs.org. I've got Kansas City Kitty and the Christmas Morning Blues.
remember when I was a little boy, I used to say, if and when I grew up, I wanted to find myself a woman. But I wanted the kind of woman that would love, want, and need me as much as my mama loved, wanted, and needed my dad. I said to myself, I said, if I'm lucky enough to find this kind of woman, I'll never go away and leave my woman the way he went away and left his. Well, I found me one. I found the kind of woman that I dreamed of finding as a little boy. And that's why I'll make every day seem like Christmas.
Honey, I got you some new labor-saving devices for the kitchen. Don't you appreciate that? Sassy, eh? James Brown, parts 1 and 2. Sweet little baby boy.
Everything.
Campus of University of Louisiana Lafayette comes your old gold, the Christmas almost an extravaganza. I think we'll extravaganza next week. We're out there for sure, Christmas time, pretty big time, but we could even get more intense next week. What do you know?
Well, a looker here, Jack is jumping down the track. He's got a rhythm in his feet, but nothing in his back. He's a boogie-woogie Santa Claus. The boogie-woogie Santa Claus. The boogie-woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. He lives up in the mountains like a hermit in a cave. He never had a haircut and he never took a shave. He's a boogie-woogie Santa Claus. The boogie-woogie Santa Claus. The boogie-woogie Santa will boogie all your blues away. But when he starts to boogie, the whole town rocks. Rock, we'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Lee. For ye old gold, Christmas style, Dinah Ross. Gin, and maybe with a chaser of eggnog. Klein Peters eggnog. Eartha Kitt.
Promised me a sable coat just for a little kiss, a diamond ring and motorboat just for a little kiss. He said, I'll buy out the stores, everything I have is yours. I will be your Santa Claus just for a little kiss. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. My little Jimmy is mad. Jack promised me a ruby clip, just for a tiny squeeze. A wardrobe plus a Paris trip, just for a tiny squeeze. He said, dear, be nice to me, and on Christmas Day you'll see presents round your Christmas tree, just for a tiny squeeze. But I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Should. It's good to be good, but not too good. Oh.
nothing for Christmas.
Fine with me. Encore, encore. Author, author. Will you settle for Stan Freeberg?
I broke my bat on Johnny's head. Somebody snitched on me. I hit a frog in sister's bed. Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. So I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I put a tack on teacher's chair. Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. Me. I did a dance on mommy's plants, climbed a tree and tore my pants, filled a sugar bowl with ants, somebody snitched on me. Oh, hurry up, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. Snitched on me. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me. Next year I'll be going straight. Next year I'll be good. Just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. Somebody. Who's that coming down the chimney with a bag over his shoulder? It's him! It's him! I thought he wasn't coming!
Where's the silverware, little boy?
In a dining room, like I told you.
And the jewelry?
Same place as last time. How about my cut?
The usual?
The usual. Join me on a chorus, okay?
Why not?
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. Have a good season?
Excellent.
Chuck Berry, Christmas Style, from Old Gold at KRBS.
Merry Christmas, baby. You really did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Really did treat me nice. You bought me a hi-fi for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I feel so fine. Got good music on my radio. Yes, I wanna hug and kiss you, baby. While you're standing neath the mistletoe. Saint Nick came down the chimney about 3:30 and left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, baby. You've really been good to me. And I will always love you, baby. And I'm as happy as can be.
Pass them out, pass out the presents. From Solomon Burke.
Oh, this is gonna be a groove for me. It's gonna be a little something different, but we're gonna give it to them anyway. Are you ready? Come on. We wanna give out a present to everybody this Christmas. All around the world, for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Are you ready right now? Come on. There we go. Oh, I like it like that. Come on. That's it. All right, come on. Oh, Christmas presents. Around the world, something mighty sweet to see. If only if I just had a present for everyone under one great big Christmas tree. For every boy that wants a brand new toy, for every Johnny that wants a car, for every Junior that wants a mobile bike that rides and rides. And I see there's someone who wants somebody home just to kneel, hair in their arms. What a Christmas present. This Christmas, oh, what a gift you could be. You know, if I could just give out Christmas presents to everyone under one great big Christmas tree. You know, I'm even fat enough to be the world's biggest Santa Claus. And everybody could just stand around and just say, ooh, is that for me? Come on, a Christmas present for everybody this year. We want to give it to them. Are you ready? Come on, everybody. Come on, one more time together. Merry Christmas, baby. Present for you, Christmas, directly from me. For all the disc jockeys around the world, Merry Christmas. All the policemen and all the pretty girls.
If you want presents, you better. Thank you for being in attendance today in the listening audience for this almost an extravaganza of Christmas music from the old gold coming your way from the Cypress Lake studios. Gee, it's kind of chilly in here. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Hope to see you again one more time the next time.